Okay, so yes, today was the official launch of Apple Music, including the launch of Beats One. They're internationally 100 country live radio station. If those of you who were tuning in at noon on the dot and had updated to iOS 8.4 on your iOS devices, this is what you got to hear. First, about 3 hours of Brian Eno music, like on hold streaming music. A little bit of microphone chatter.
We spent the last 3 months trying to build this radio station, and now we can build no more. We must launch. We've had all sorts of ideas about the first song, things that have made statements, things with fanfare. But ultimately, there's been one song that all of us keep coming back to. We've tested sound to it. I've referred to it lyrically when I needed a boost because it's been stressful at times, you know, and exciting and challenging. We've even cut demos to it to convince people to continue to support this radio station. This band put this EP out a few months ago with little or no fanfare outside of core fans, but they're building. That's exactly the kind of story, the kind of record we need to kick this whole thing off with. Because, man, it's not about fanfare. That's fireworks and a hangover the next day. It's about quality and consistency. We're Beats One. We're worldwide. And from now on, we're always on.
And it's City by Spring King.
The first song in this era right here on Apple Music.
Sorry, Zane.
Beats One is Spring King from Manchester, UK, City.
Called it. Well, I recorded it. But. Yeah, it's, so basically the next 2.5 years of pub trivia questions, that has been settled. It is going to be Spring King's City. Kelly, I think you're the only one who hasn't listened to Beats One yet. So let's share our own experiences with it. Renee, what was your first impression when you first got to hear the radio station?
So I have to say, I don't listen to a lot of music. I'm much more of a video person, so I have Netflix running all day instead of music running all day. And I haven't listened to music in a long time, but I put it on because I was curious, and it instantly reminded me of everything I loved about FM radio back in high school when I could name all the DJs. And it's something Christina Warren actually said to me a long time ago. We were talking on Twitter, and it's like, you know, if you have the DVD on the shelf, you still don't want to, you're too lazy to go get it, so streaming is great. And it immediately gave me music. I didn't have to figure out what to play. It was just playing for me. And it was like nostalgia, all the best bits of nostalgia wrapped up in all the advantages of mobile always on connected devices. So I thought it was great. I listened to it all morning.
Yeah, I've not listened to it. It felt a little bit intrusive that you occasionally hear Zane talking over parts of the music. It felt really, really weird that the first 3 or 4 songs, they would be saying like little like station IDs in the middle of the songs. But then I realized that I have not listened to FM radio. I can't even remember I think the last time I listened to radio seriously was the last time we had like a 2-day power outage. And that was the only way to get
the
like
only
current
thing,
news
right?
about.
Yeah.
Christina, what did you think?
Well, so I used to listen to Zane's show on a BBC Radio 1. Speaking of before of trademark abuse, I wonder if Apple's going to get in trouble for calling it Beats 1 when it's so clearly kind of a call to Radio 1. And in his show, you know, it was a lot kind of like what the Apple show seems to be. And I used to like basically, because I don't live in the UK, you know, pirate somebody's iPlayer login to listen to his show. So, I mean, I've liked it. I haven't had a ton of a chance to listen to it, but I like that it's a weird novelty, isn't it? It's weird how like in a period of, you know, 15, 20 years, we've gone from radio kind of being ubiquitous and being one of the main places we get music to a live radio station being with people actually talking and with people actually spinning tracks and not being algorithmically determined playlists is like a novelty. And it's like, oh my God, this is this great experience. And it's like, no, this is actually like how music was done for like, you know, 50 years. I've been impressed with kind of, I guess, the point of view, at least in the song selection so far, I'm hearing a ton of stuff that I wouldn't hear maybe on anything else unless it was like a more obscure, like Sirius XM channel. But so far it's cool. I don't know if it's going to ultimately work or not, but so far so good.
Actually, that was the thing that I was excited about when I heard that Apple had picked up Zane in the first place, was because I used to also listen to his show a lot on Radio 1, and I really liked the shows that he did. He did this series called Masterpieces where he really dug into albums. And they would play it, and then they would have like interviews and how like sort of the aftermath of music after this album came out. And they were things like Nirvana Nevermind and Led Zeppelin 4 and OK Computer and Public Enemy, Like, he did a wide variety of stuff with these. And I remember getting to hear some of the early ones. And it's, so I was really excited to hear about it. And it felt weird to be looking forward to something that was sort of radio related, because I actively do not listen to the radio and haven't for a long time, because a lot of stations here in Portland have become those robo stations where there is no DJ and there really isn't any personality. And it's all being dictated by some guy in a tower somewhere else who says, like, all of the stations today should be this thing, you know. Everybody's going to play this song now and it's going to be popular. And I think about just in the amount of time that I've had the car that I have, I updated the CD player. I got the car I have now in 2004. And when I got my car, I was really excited to upgrade the CD player so that it was one that would play discs that I had burned MP3s to. That was the most exciting thing I could do with this. And one of the side options was someday when I got an iPod, I would be able to plug it in and connect it. And then once I was able to do that effectively with my phone, I basically quit burning those CDs. And that's all I use to listen to it now. Now, the aux cable that I use, I've plugged a Bluetooth receiver into the end of it. And every time I get in, my phone connects and I just move on with my day. I don't do a lot of radio. So I was like, wait, they got Zane Lowe and he's going to build this radio station? That's going to be awesome. That's really weird that I think that that's going to be so awesome. So I can't wait to see how it ultimately ends up evolving.
That sounds cool. So
you played a French song already.
I've never heard Zane before. So is he known for doing these like really eclectic playlists? Because one of the things I really liked about my first half hour with it is that it wasn't all like music for people who have a 6 month window of interest in music. They had the AC/DC for those about to rock. Yeah. They had some Farrell. They had some Beck. They had some new artists that I had never heard of, but I liked a lot. Is Zane like known for like just cool music wherever it comes from?
He's deep. Exactly. He's got some deep music cred, and it's broad too. Like, that's the thing, is he's got cred all the way down, but also all the way across. So he's sort of like John Peel in that way, where John Peel really didn't care if it was a rock song or a pop song or an electronic song. He just cared that it was great. And Zane Lowe somehow has a similar sort of knack for that kind of, like, this is a great song.
Wow. Yeah, no, exactly. And when I talked to Trent Reznor yesterday, and I promise you guys, I'm not going to say that too many times, but saying that,
say that as many times as you want, because that's
if
awesome.
If I had the opportunity to say that, I would say it an awful lot.
If I got an interview with Dave Grohl, I would be wearing a I talk to Dave Grohl hat here.
It'd be my first tattoo.
Totally talk to him. Yeah,
But when I talked to Trent yesterday, because Beats One was, well, a lot of it was his idea. He said that, I mean, a lot of the genesis came from hearing Zane's show in the UK, and when he was going back and forth to London to complete his last album, he would listen to Radio One a lot in Zane's show. And so when they started kind of playing around with the idea of doing a radio station, he said that the first and only choice was Zane. So they approached him and basically said, "We want you to have full control, put your DNA, put your judgment, put everything into kind of the you know, essence of this station." He's really well known for having a good and a unique voice and not being the typical kind of DJ. And I think that what's interesting about that is because this is an international radio station, which in and of itself is actually kind of unique in this day and age. There are so many people who haven't been exposed to him. Like Kelly and I, we've listened to him and we like went through like weird ways to try to like listen to him. But like a lot of people in America have never been exposed to him, and maybe people in other parts of the world haven't. And I think that's interesting that they're able to do that. And I think that's one of the things that probably only Apple can do, because of just their broad scale and the fact that they have so much money that they can, you know, invest in experiments like this to see if something like this is going to work. I can't see other companies bothering to create a live, you know, 24-hour international radio station.
That was a huge thing for me. It's because, you know, it's not going to make as much money as all of Apple Music is not going to make as much money as the iPhone, not even the iPad, probably not even the Apple TV for them in the long scale of things. But they're willing to, they literally do love music so much that they put it at the very top of Apple.com. They've got everyone at iTunes all the way to the highest levels, deeply invested in this, throwing resources at it. And they believe, they don't, Apple doesn't need this. Apple could lose music and not, you know, it would not be a very big hit on their bottom line. But they really believe that they need music to be part of their DNA, and that they haven't they haven't had music since the height of the iPod, and this is their big shot to get it back. And I think it's wonderfully human and optimistic. And whether it wins or loses, it at the very least, people on Twitter are having a worldwide conversation about music and a shared experience now, which is amazing.